Happy Wednesday again, voice tubers. I am Gurlun Bu from Gurlun Bu Fai in Cool. So my name is Columbus, and I am a pronunciation teacher as well as an accent reduction coach. And I'm also a YouTuber, and I'll be doing these challenges on here with you every single Wednesday. So today's video talks about a book called Handmaid's Tale. And the words in this video are actually quite difficult, so you might want to prepare yourself. So get ready to search up a lot of words in there. Anyways, Handmaid's Tale is actually a book that I have read before. Now, I don't read a lot of books, except for Facebook. I read Facebook a lot, but not actual books. So I don't read a lot of books, but I actually read this one, and the reason was because it was required reading at my high school. So I had to read it. And in fact, I had to write a few essays on this book. So let's go over what this book talks about. So this book is talking about a dystopia where women have no power in society. A dystopia is basically like an imagined future world where everything turned out to be bad. So this book just shows everybody a possible future world where women have no rights. And this book is really, really dark, and it has a lot of adult themes in there. And back then, as a high school student, I didn't really understand a lot of what it was talking about. But as I grew older and I started to get into politics and stuff, I started to see a lot of the themes in the book manifest themselves in the real world. So it's definitely interesting. But let's go on to the passage for today. So let's go. The regime theoretically restricts everyone, but in practice, a few men have structured Gilead so they have all the power, especially over women. 好，那大家我们一起来看看这个句子里面呢，我们需要注意的一个发音的点哦。OK， 今天呢，我想跟你聊聊这个 regime 这个字，中间的这个子音 regime， 它的子音的发音呢是这样子的 ，zh zh。这个音呢，在英文里面不是一个特别常见到的子音哦，然后它也没有一个没有一个自己的一个字母。OK， 我现在给你一列字，都是有这个音的。For example, massage 在字尾 ，right？ 或者 garage， 或者 Asian。Pleasure, television. So 这个音呢，我觉得是蛮法语的感觉的。So je, OK。然后呢，这个音怎么做呢？其实很简单，就是我们先做一个 sh 的声音 ，so sh 的声音，然后再发音就是了。sh 变成 zh OK。舌头记得要收缩多一点 ，OK。但是大家，我们今天的发音教学就到此为止喽。如果大家对这种的发音技巧或者正音技巧有兴趣的话呢，可以来看看我的课程，就是在 columbus.cool 这个网站。然后目前已经有5000个学生报名了。这个课程呢，是我用了1年的时间去研发的，所以它绝对可以帮助你说英文的时候更有自信。OK， so columbus.cool， 去看看吧。但是我们回去英文咯。Alright, so let's look at some words for today. So, the first word is regime. A regime is a government that is usually authoritarian. In other words, it is a government that has total control over people and takes away personal freedoms. And the second word for today is theoretically. Theoretically means something that is based on theory or what is supposed to happen.Rather than being based on actual real-life testing. For example, if I spend a lot of time to make a paper airplane that is supposed to fly for a long time, but I haven't tested it yet, I can say that theoretically, this paper airplane can fly for a long time. And the second word for today is restrict. And restrict means to keep something within certain limits. For example, if I hold your wrists tightly and don't let go,I'm restricting your movement, right? Or if I don't have a lot of money, then my ability to spend is restricted. And the last word, or it's actually a phrase for today, is in practice. And in practice means in real life. or in actuality, or in reality. And this would be the opposite of that word we just learned, theoretically. So going back to the paper airplane from the previous example, I can say that theoretically, this plane can fly for a long time, but in practice, it didn't. Okay? All right, but that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember that I have a pronunciation course at columbus.cool, so if you want to improve your pronunciation, you can go to columbus.cool right now. But other than that, guys, I'll see you next Wednesday.